Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, where this week we're considering how fear of the Lord is the antidote to all other fears in our anxious day. It's February 11th, 2021, and folks are quite concerned as a second impeachment trial goes on, as COVID anxiety continues, along with economic woes and other national uncertainties. We're living in one of the most fearful times in American history. So let's get reoriented by appropriating the vision from Isaiah 6, where Isaiah writes, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings, with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'" How aware are you today, right now, of the one who Isaiah encounters here, the one described in Hebrews as a consuming fire? Isaiah finds himself in the presence of Almighty God, high and lifted up. These mighty seraphim, angels we'd be tempted to worship should we encounter them, they cover their faces, dazzled by God's holiness, and they cry out nonstop, "Holy, holy, holy, holiness to the superlative, because before them is the uncreated one who is ever worthy of all praise." Isaiah is brought into the very presence of Almighty God the year King Uzziah dies. Well, who's King Uzziah? He's one of the greatest Old Testament kings Judah ever knew. During his 52 years, the nation had grown geographically, militarily, economically. But as Uzziah began to decline, so did Judah, and now he's dead. There's much to fear. This is crisis time for Judah, and Isaiah knows it. Do you see, in the year of instability, Isaiah is given this vision? Are you aware, in our own time of instability, of the Lord God who is seated upon a throne, high and lifted up? And let me ask you something else. Are you aware of who you are in this scene? Isaiah is one of, if not the most holy men in all of Israel, and yet Isaiah says he's lost, undone. He begins cursing himself. If anyone could stand before Almighty God on the basis of their holy life, it'd be the prophet Isaiah. But he entertains no such thought. He sees before the holy God that he is sinful. He's fallen short. He lives among folks who speak without thinking, and he's done the same himself. If this prophet of God won't entertain any thoughts that he's okay before holy God, do you think any of us could stand? Isaiah 6 gives us a right view of who we are in the presence of the God we will face one day. But notice Isaiah does not run from God. Isaiah fears the Lord. Please get this. True fear of the Lord does not cause you to run from Him, because you know you cannot escape Him. You dare not run from God. True fear causes you to see how high and lifted up He is, and you follow the lead of the angels and make yourself less. And here is the amazing thing. The more you fear the Lord and make yourself less, the more the Lord draws near to you. God lifts up those who fear Him. As we hear in verse 6, "Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for.'" Do you see, God did not give Isaiah this vision to ruin him. He gave this vision to Isaiah to discover how massive his grace is. The seraphim takes a hot coal from the altar, you know, that place where innocent animals were killed, so guilt could be absolved. And he places this hot coal to Isaiah's lips. Does it make you wince? And the seraphim says, Isaiah's guilt is gone and his sins forgiven. Do you know that this is your only truly significant problem? You're a sinner who must stand before a holy God. But there is the sacrifice at Calvary, which is why we should tremble, as the old hymn says. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? And then it ends. Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. It's not that the hymn writer, or that we were literally there at Calvary 2,000 years ago, yet in a real sense we were, when the Son of God offered up His life on the cross. Because if you have turned to Him and believed out of fear of the Lord that you were, then all your sins were atoned for there. My friends, give thanks to the Lord that in the year of the impeachment, COVID-19, and all these other crises, you can with eyes of faith see the Lord seated upon the throne and know that He is in total control, and wonder of all wonders, by God's grace, you stand forgiven. Remember who you are and who you belong to.